I ran from the sound, but my legs weren't moving fast enough. It was like no matter what I did, something kept pulling me back, screaming at me. Yet it was a whisper at the same time. I tried to shout, attempted to call for help, but it was like my mouth was full of wet paper. I froze where I was, even though I knew I should run, and tried to pull the obstruction out, but it just kept coming back, as if my mouth, my throat, and my lungs were full of it. I couldn't breathe, couldn't find a way to not have whatever it was in my mouth. I couldn't call for help, couldn't do anything. And then, suddenly, I could taste again, I could breathe. So I moved my feet, only I couldn't keep them on the ground. It was like I was floating in midair just slightly, enough so I couldn't move forward, but I also wasn't moving up. I was just in stasis, floating as if I were waiting for something. The darkness came, and I could feel its spindly claws wrapping around my ankle, pulling me closer to it. It whispered my name, a soft caress that went straight to my heart, twisting it into pulp. Tears ran down my face, and I tried to call out again, but there were no words, was no breath. I kicked out and was somehow able to lift a little higher away from the darkness. I tried to move my arms and my legs. I didn't know how to fly, but I knew how to swim. Maybe if I could just breaststroke through the air as if I were underwater, I could get away from the darkness. But it kept coming after me. It kept screaming my name, screaming so loudly that it filled my ears and ended in a whisper, an echo. Brandon. A scrape of nails. Brandon. A breath of air on the back of my neck. And then it was above me, waiting. It touched my neck, and I screamed. I opened my eyes, and I knew that I was finally awake. I wiped my brow, sweat coating my skin as I let out a sigh. One day I would stop having these dreams, but considering that I was almost 30, I figured it wouldn't be any time soon. It wasn't even like they were full anxiety dreams. Those always stressed me out.
The idea of dating had always been an abstract thing, as if it were something others did that I watched from afar, either knowing I'd never participate again since I'd already found my future, or wondering how on earth people risk everything for a single date these days. I was 27 years old, and I was not only out of practice, but it also seemed I was out of my depth. As someone who detested not knowing what I was doing and who needed to be in control no matter what, that didn't bode well. I was going on my first date since my husband's death. Since I'd lost Moyer. I suppose I should have felt slightly different than I did at the moment, but it wasn't as if I could actually figure out what I was feeling. It was hard to put it all into words when sometimes there were no words at all. I'd been called many things in my life. Daughter, friend, lover, wife, and widow. I tried not to let those labels define me, and yet somehow they'd become my shield. It was easy to put all of my anger and hurt and happiness and the breadth of my emotions into one word. Well, maybe not easy, but perhaps easier for everyone else. Because sometimes it felt like I was Chris Pratt in that Jurassic World movie when he was facing off against the three velociraptors. As if I were just standing slightly bent, my arms outstretched, warding off those who would come at me. Because it wasn't as if those who came at me were evil people. It wasn't as if they were mean or rude. Okay, perhaps they were a little rude, but everyone just wanted to make sure I was okay. Everyone wanted to ensure that I understood that they didn't know how to take care of me. They didn't know how to help me feel better. The thing was, if I knew what that took, maybe I would feel slightly better already. So, yes, I was the dinosaur wrangler when it came to people and their emotions as they came at me. The widow. I shook my head and tried to live in the moment rather than in my magical world inside my brain where I had drifted off to so many times over the past 2 years. Yes, I was a widow. But I was also Harmony Winham, née Jacobs. I was a person, a woman, and someone who needed connections. Yes, I would probably cry and throw up later, but this was my first date with another man. And I was going to live in the moment because I had learned all too well that sometimes there weren't that many moments to live.